Welcome to the seventh and final station of Unity, the Labyrinth. In great cathedrals of Europe and the ancient Near East, labyrinths have been embedded in the floors of churches. Unlike mazes, where wandering can lead to dead ends and confusion, labyrinths are laid out in a circular form with a single path in and back out. Labyrinths are a spiritual tool for prayer and reflection. When we consider life to be a path toward God, we can imagine the labyrinth as a model of life's journey, weaving in and out, but always focused on and leading to God. A labyrinth is an ancient symbol of wholeness woven together in a spiral that seems to meander, but in truth has a distinct path, representing a journey to the inner self with God, and then back out again in response to action in the world. Labyrinths invite us to come to the center and focus on an encounter with God who loves each of us. This center invites us into conversation with the divine, spirituality, and sacred mystery. But it also beckons back to the world to express unity with God in community with others. Please only one family group in the labyrinth at a time to allow social distancing and the opportunity to have time with God. While around the labyrinth, we ask that you hold silence in respect to the sacred place and keep your masks on when you are out of your car. We invite you to reflect on these questions on your labyrinth journey. As you enter the labyrinth, breathe in the Holy Spirit and breathe out your tension and worries. You may want to find a centering word to focus on as you enter the labyrinth, such as beloved, holy, or take this burden, or another phrase that seems appropriate to you. When you reach the center, take a moment to feel the divine wash over you. Listen to what God may be trying to speak into your heart. And when you are ready, begin your journey back out to the world. As you move out of the labyrinth, you may want to find a different centering word to focus on, such as unity, serve, acceptance, or another phrase that seems appropriate to you. May the Divine Spirit go with you this day and all days as we move towards unity.